Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you hear that, Woj?
What?
What'd I hear?
What?
The Tigers' goal in the 2019 season, World Series.
World Series of what?
Poker. World Series, I would assume.
Okay, all right, just checking. What did it say? If you don't believe, don't walk through this clubhouse door?
Yeah, only walk through the clubhouse door if your goal is to win the World Series.
You know what? It's
I understand the sentiment.
Season. They're trying to keep themselves engaged. Right? And I'll be honest with you, I checked the standings. They haven't lost a game yet. They haven't even lost a Grapefruit League game yet. When do they play that Florida Southern opener? I'm always interested in that one.
Are you happy with yourself?
No, no. Seriously. In baseball, generally speaking, at the start of spring training, hope springs eternal. And you, it's really a stretch for hope to be springing eternal in Lakeland.
Honestly,
these days.
I don't know what's more upsetting. Seeing, you know, the stories about pitchers and catchers reporting and knowing that, you know, it's going to be a rough year and it's coming, or that it's 75 and sunny down in Florida and all those media people are down there enjoying themselves.
Which I would be doing the same damn thing. I'd be mocking everybody. But today,
you and your white legs.
Oh, I know. Me and my very chalky white legs. But today was raining, apparently, in Lakeland. So good.
Oh.
Good. I hope it was raining cats and dogs and frogs.
Let's see. Rainy and 68 or rainy and 30?
No, no. We had an extended weather thing going on today. They extended it longer, and then there was fog and sleet. And everything. So be careful out there. We are in Michigan. But you know what? I don't mind. I don't even care to hear what the baseball players, the Tigers or whatever, are saying in the early part of this. I just like the pictures from Lakeland with the blue sky. I do like to look at the pictures in the green. I like the pictures.
You know what gives you hope, though?
What?
The next version, the 2019 version of the Rally Goose, has probably already made the long, arduous journey back to Comerica Park, right? Like, it's on its way. So, you know well, now, that's going to be the case here moving forward.
Now, wait a minute. Gooses don't fly south, do they?
I have no idea.
No, you see them all the time during the winter.
That's true.
No, 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 no. I see gooses everywhere during the winter time.
That's a very good point.
They don't fly. As a matter of fact, I don't think any birds fly south anymore. You always see birds, right?
Some are. Yeah, they've missed the memo recently.
I think they've
stopped.
That's
actually a good point.
No, no, I think they've stopped flying south.
No, they still have to.
No,
some of them.
No, no, no. It was like, screw that. It's like 1,000 miles. You fly south.
All right. Well, I would love to fly south, actually.
Yeah.
That would be that would be absolutely phenomenal. This head cold that I'm dealing with right now would go away instantly.
Whoa.
I'll tell you that much.
Wait a minute. Can you have a head cold?
Yeah.
Stop breathing. Wash your hands. Wipe everything down.
It's not. Why does everyone
Fume
assume?
Give me the spray can.
Why does everyone assume it's contagious? Get that stuff out of here.
No, you said you had a cold.
I already can't breathe. Please don't spray that.
Oh,
my God.
Hose them down. Hose them down. Clorox disinfecting spray.
Why does everyone assume just because you have a little bit of a sinus headache that you're going to get everyone sick?
You didn't call it a sinus headache. You called it a head cold. Sinus headache is different. I get sinus headaches.
It's like the same thing.
You give me a sinus headache.
It's still a cold of the head. Well, I know I do that. Trust me, your columns give me a headache as well. Don't you worry about that. Maybe that's what contributed it to, moving on into today.
I was just glad today with my little Pistons column of the Detroit News that I could make sure that the Valeni kid was still always aggravated.
Provided him 4 hours of material. Fantastic.
Not quite.
The gift that keeps on giving. You should be getting a percentage of the always aggravated podcast.
Absolutely. I do believe I provide about 30% of his aggravation. Do you think? And then the Lions, the other 70%?
I think it's fair to say, and I want to transition into this.
Okay, let's go.
Bogey Wojo show, of course, on this lovely Wednesday here in Metro Detroit. I think what provides a lot of the aggravation here specifically are the teams that we have here in Detroit. It's the weather that we have here in Detroit. So I want to put a little bit of a positive spin.
Whoa.
I know.
You are sick.
Seriously. No, I know. This head cold, it's gone straight, you know, to the bad parts of my brain. It really has.
Oof.
But in all seriousness, we need a 5-hour energy. You know, we need something.
Love the 5-hour energy.
We need like an adrenaline shot to the heart, you know, where all of a sudden you rise up off the floor, out of bed, and you go, this would get me excited. This would get me pumped up to be here in Detroit in the dead of winter, okay? So I want to know this. If you could be provided one adrenaline shot for Detroit sports, what would do it for
like
you?
Like a one-shot
what
deal?
What would be one? Yeah, where literally
right
I would throw you down on the ground, I would pop that cap off of that adrenaline needle, and I would, bam,
right
to
the heart.
And it would make you jolt off the ground. It would be the most athletic move you've probably made in like 30 years of your life.
Excuse me, did you see the shot I made in the basketball court?
We're not
here?
Talking about that right now. I hear the Pistons are trying to sign you for the rest of the playoff run.
One adrenaline shot thing that could happen to Detroit sports. I got mine.
What would do it for the people here in Detroit? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. There's a lot of different avenues that you can go with this.
Yeah, Pistons making the playoffs. What? No, there's that. No, I know.
If
I know where you're going with
that. You can go to debtnews.com.
I know where you're going with this because it's been the talk, and I've always endorsed this since. But now that it's official, Antonio Brown has asked for a trade. I do think the Antonio Brown to the Lions thing, pipe dream, whatever. Probably you would think, but an adrenaline burst, bust, boost, whatever. That would do it, Antonio Brown, as long as you didn't have to give up a first-round pick.
See, I think you're thinking a little bit too small here, okay?
Way bigger,
okay? I'm talking about monumental. And this actually made me think in a couple of different ways, okay? Because on one hand, I think one move could potentially make a franchise here in Detroit a playoff team, a better team, a team that is really starting to turn the corner in the midst of their rebuild.
Okay, it has to be realistic.
No, that would be hashtag lose for Hughes. You get the number one pick in the NHL draft. You get that talent to pair with a roster that has some talent, but is kind of dry when it comes to the star power, right? And I do think that would make the Wings instantly a lot more intriguing, and that is exciting. But I think the move...
Oh, that's not your answer?
No, because it's hard. I think the one that would move the needle most with fans here in Detroit is if the Lions drafted a quarterback number 8 overall. Because I think people... I don't know if you were here in the fall, Woj.
I think I was.
Yeah, I'm assuming you remember the shows that we did. A lot of people kind of started to sour on Matthew Stafford. Is that fair?
Oh, really?
I didn't notice. Interesting, right? I do think that would be the move that would go... It might not even result in more wins right away, but people would say, Bob Quinn doesn't completely believe in Matthew Stafford. Maybe we can go in a different direction.
That would definitely stagger people.
Love the Hughes stuff. I'd love to see the Wings start to turn the corner, get a ridiculous talent like Jack Hughes. But you know this, the Lions are everything in this town. And people are so flustered with Matthew Stafford. You tell me you get his replacement in the first round this year, and you could potentially Joe Flacco him right out of town next season, kind of like the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson. That would be the move.
All right.
Right?
Okay.
The big move.
Why don't we pit these two against each other? People can have their other choices because I see some ticket text. Steve Yzerman coming aboard the Red Wings.
Ooh, that's another one.
That would be a big one. Sign Manny Machado.
Yeah, let's be realistic.
Yeah, I don't know. Which one, and I think I know your answer because you just gave it, but for out there in the listener land at 248-539-9797, which one, and there's others, you could pick your own, but of our two, which one would provide a bigger adrenaline boost? Lions drafting a quarterback at number 8 or Lions trading for Antonio Brown? I think, that's close. I still think trading for Antonio Brown would be a bigger boost. I do. Because there will be enough people that will be leery of whoever they pick at number 8 or will wonder how long it'll take for him to have an impact. Antonio Brown, boom, instantaneous impact.
No, but there would be so many people out there going, This guy has lost his mind. Have you seen his haircut recently? Have you seen the...
His mind has been gone for a while.
The dyed brown mustache that he's got going on. He's already posting a goodbye video to Pittsburgh, even though he can't be traded. Like, this guy is off his rocker, okay? And let's be real, too. To think that Antonio Brown would come here and just, you know, do what Blake Griffin did for the Pistons, be, you know, good soldier and go about his business and want to reinvent himself and his career, I think he would be a giant problem. And you know what's funny? Stafford's never really had to reel in a guy of that magnitude.
I would love to see Matthew Stafford. I would love to see Antonio Brown challenge Matthew Stafford when he goes through one of his lackadaisical games and Antonio doesn't get the ball at all. I would love to see him go after
him. You think that would work out well?
Yes.
You think that'd be a good thing?
Well, better than it has been. And here's another thing. Antonio Brown being crazy and goofy and videos and stuff. Okay, you think that's bad, all right? We'll see. This is what I think. It lowers the price to get him. Because teams will be leery. It might chase away some suitors. So I say this to you, Antonio Brown. Go crazy. Go even crazy. Yes, go even crazier. Lower the asking price to a sixth round pick.
Kick it up a notch,
yep.
Antonio.
All right.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. What would be the adrenaline shot that would excite Detroit the most? Would it be the Lions drafting a quarterback at number 8 overall, basically finding the replacement for Matthew Stafford? Or would it be Bob Quinn coming up with the deal, getting rid of a second, third, fourth round pick, whatever the asking price will be, to bring in wild child Antonio Brown?
Get wild, child.
And we'll get to some of your feedback coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.